So how do you feel about your eyebrows?
I like them.
I love my eyebrow.
I have big bushy eyebrows, so I like them.
How are you feeling today, Zaytoon?
My eyebrows are on fleek. I feel fabulous.
Hey, I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Zaytoon.
And this is
Radioactive.
What's up with eyebrows? Eyebrows on fleek. That little bit of hair that sits above your eyes that has you plucking, waxing, or
threading. We don't always talk about eyebrows, but lately eyebrows are becoming huge, commercially and physically.
Yeah, and because eyebrows are such a big thing nowadays, everyone can find a way to take care of them.
Do you get your eyebrows like styled in a certain way with waxing, threading?
I think they're fine natural. I prefer natural eyebrows.
No, I've never done any of that at all.
I trim them.
I have a wax and I have a permanent tattoo.
I get mine waxed every couple months.
I go get pedicures. They'll pluck like the stray hairs and stuff on my eyebrows too.
Everyone has an eyebrow story.
Just like your first time riding a bike, or your first time seeing Beyonce. So what's your first Zaytoon?
First
eyebrow story.
Well, growing up, I was never that conscious of my eyebrows, but I did have two older sisters, and I did aspire to be like them. I noticed that they'd go into the bathroom looking busted, and come out looking Beyonce.
I can say that about my sister. Sometimes.
Well, I didn't always come out looking Beyonce. I thought it was because they did their eyebrows really well. I'd also see them with the razor here and there, so I put two and two together. I went into the bathroom while everyone else was watching TV and grabbed the razor. I'd even have a game plan going in, but I just started mowing my eyebrows.
Oh no.
I know. I shaved off a whole chunk of my left eyebrow, and 2 seconds after I did it, I knew I messed up. I went into my sister's makeup drawer and started getting any black powder I could find to fill in as much as possible. I thought everyone was gonna start clowning on me, and maybe it's a reflection of who I am, but no one noticed. No one cared. I should have been relieved, but I craved that attention as a 9-year-old, so I had to tell people myself. Everyone took a closer look at my eyebrows and pretended to care.
Maybe they did notice, but they just couldn't say it to your face.
Wow, the shade. Okay, so moving on, what's your eyebrow story?
Well, when I was young, let's be honest, I had real thicky Mickey eyebrows.
What's thicky Mickey?
It's a state of mind. I felt like they consumed my forehead, but what made me really sad was when kids pointed them out and were like, "You have a unibrow," with that mocking tone that all 8 and 10 year olds have. So when I realized that my mom and my sister's eyebrows weren't genetically meant to look like they were painted on, I had to find the source. That's when my mom told me about threading, and I was determined to get mine done as soon as possible. So as soon as I was 12, she let me go to Koopsuret in the back of Sunny Market in Kent. My eyebrows have looked as though they were sketched into stone by an artist. So I've been going there ever since that day.
What do you remember from that day?
I just remember feeling really hyped. My family never celebrated Christmas. This was my time, my day, to have my Indian Muslim halal Christmas in the back of Sunny Market, which is this Indian market with laddu and turmeric. I was shaking with excitement. I walked into the tiny salon with just old couches in the back and 2 chairs. My savior, who was going to transform me internally and externally, was just walking around minding her own business until my mom was like, she needs to get her brows done in Hindi. So she sat me down and just stared at them and came up with her game plan onto how she was going to make this untamed Amazonian rainforest into eyebrows that resemble a Japanese Zen garden. Tidy, pristine, and holy.
That's a crazy eyebrow story, Aaliyah. Iconic. Since it was such a big deal for you to get your eyebrows threaded, how did the kids at school react?
I posted it on my secret Facebook page that clearly my parents didn't know about because I was 12 and an idiot. And I was like, what's different? And this girl I didn't really know or like commented on my eyebrows. So I read her comment and it just read eyebrows with a period.
A period? You know that's hostile when they punctuate. But do you ever think about how eyebrows make up a very small percent of your body, but hold a special place in all our hearts? We care about this tiny sliver of hair so much. They also make up a $58 million industry.
Wait, $58 million? Actually, I could get behind that. Because the industry is so large and eyebrows have become so prevalent, it seems that everybody's eyebrow problems have a solution somewhere.
Threading hasn't always been popular though, right? I always knew of waxing and of tweezing your eyebrows, but I've only recently started hearing about threading in the last couple of years. Many celebrities on Instagram and YouTube gurus have all jumped on this bandwagon of the thick brow train.
Hey guys, in today's video I'll be showing how I do my eyebrows.
I'm Kristen, and that is a updated brow tutorial.
My first video is going to be a brow tutorial.
Along the way that might help you grow your brows out, groom your brows, how to fill your brows in and
everybody on. Get your pen and pencils out. We are doing an eyebrow class today.
But I always thought it was weird who was credited for this thick eyebrow trend.
What do you mean?
Like Cara Delevingne, Brooke Shields, or Lily Collins, who has an entire Twitter dedicated just to her eyebrows.
And that explains the money behind it. Brands are capitalizing off of public outlook, and now outsiders to the eyebrow game are thinking that thick eyebrows are trendy. They attribute the creation of thick eyebrows to Cara Delevingne.
But everyone in India has thick eyebrows. It just bothers me that when I had thick eyebrows, or when my mom or her mom had them, it was considered ugly. But when Cara, Brooke, or Lily sport our family brows, it's suddenly worthy of Instagram fame, brow envy, magazine covers, and short blog blurbs about how great their eyebrows are. Unpopular opinion, I don't necessarily think their brows are all that great. I think the only reason that people keep writing all about them or posting all about them is because it's not common for white women to have thick brows in the first place. It's not like this look is even new for this continent. Frida Kahlo has been serving looks with her brows since the early 20th century. Women of color have always had varying forms of thick eyebrows for centuries, but now it's suddenly seen as new.
I definitely agree. It's the same with hair or anything else. Even though African women have always been naturally born with thick, luscious locks, many were made fun of, and that resulted in a lot of black women straightening and manipulating their hair in any which way they can to fit the white beauty standard. Black girls have even been threatened with expulsion for wearing their hair naturally because they were deemed untidy. Like those girls in Massachusetts. Once white women find it cute, white business leaders think of it as an opportunity to make a profit.
So to bust this rumor that a girl with melanin can't sport hot brows, we took Zaytoon to the street to find her dream brows.
We went to Urvashi in Kent to get my eyebrows threaded and interviewed the shop owner for an insight on Kent's eyebrow threading scene. She's an eyebrow master.
My full name is Monica Rani. I'm the owner of Urvashi Beauty Salon and Spa in Kent and in Bellevue.
Here's Monica chatting about the people who hit up her store.
A lot of people, they bring their whole families, like daughters, mom and granddaughters, all families coming here to doing eyebrows. When people come to the store, like they say, oh, it's like painful or something. Let's try. It's only $2.99 eyebrows, should try.
Monica was the one who helped Zaytoon get her eyebrows on fleek.
Hold your eyebrow, please.
Mm-hmm.
Up to both sides.
Up and down.
We use like organic thread to clean her eyebrows.
It's 3:40 p.m. 84 degrees outside. On this Saturday, I just got my eyebrows threaded at Urvashi in Kent, and I feel like a new woman. I feel super put together.
Zaytoon, you were really quick to talk about how you felt.
It hurt. I was in pain, especially on my right brow. I was like, oh, this is a little bit of pain. I can handle this. And then she goes to the left brow. That's my sensitive eye. That's my sensitive eyebrow.
Just looking at your eyebrows right now, I can say they did a really good job. But honestly, you got your eyebrows done so fast. I remember having to get mine done for 20 minutes. I felt like you were in the chair one moment and getting ready to pay the next.
Yeah, I was really glad that I didn't have to suffer for long. I love my eyebrows too. I feel good.
Just being in Orivashi got me curious about Kent's eyebrow scene.
What do you mean?
Within that area, there are like 4 other major salons that I know about to get your eyebrows done.
Really?
There's Orivashi Kupsuret, the one in KK Market, the one in the back of Sunny Market. We talked to Monica about how she saw her business. Along with the increasing popularity of threading, with people's hyper-awareness of that hair up there.
Is it the Indian shape that's popular?
Yep, Indian shape is very popular.
Monica clarified to us that Zaytoon's experience was not unique.
When like 13 or 14 year old babies coming and 12 year, they cry, but they are after one eyebrow threading, they keep coming and they are regular customers. So yeah, some people are crying first time.
She even shared with us that a girl has been getting her eyebrows done since she was 9 years old.
And she still is, she almost 10 years, she's 16 or 17, and she still come to my store and doing the eyebrow threading.
You know what I was doing when I was 9 years old?
What were you doing?
I was on webkins, like collecting those cats, dogs, parrots. I was the cool skin class because I had a snake webkin, not because I had nice eyebrows. What did 9-year-old Zaytoon do?
I was judging the kids on webkins.
I didn't come here to be roasted like this. Let's move on. Not only has our clientele been growing in terms of age range, but in terms of background as well.
Like I have all the clientels. I have like all Americans people, Indians, Hispanic. Like all community, they come to the store. Even we have a more American peoples. They come and they do the eyebrow threading and they love the result.
We also talked with another shop owner and how they felt about the increasing threading community. The worker's name was Simran.
Simran and I talked about how she's seen their shop grow. Have you seen like growth in your business?
Oh yeah, definitely. People from like far, like from Everett, they come here. Oh.
Everett is so far just to get your eyebrows done for $5.
But let's be honest though, it's worth it. Simran shared something that I thought really touched on why we see this increasing popularity.
Everybody goes on Instagram and they see really thick eyebrows. So everybody's like, oh, I really want the perfect shape. So we try to do what we can.
So we were right. It really was beauty gurus who fell in love with the celeb and then started posting a way that got more faces in the shops.
Well, it wasn't the beauty gurus who created the look. It also wasn't necessarily all of those white celebrities who defined this look either.
So who really created the look?
Abdu, both sides.
Those little threading shops in Kent. Threading is dominated by South Asian people. They're the real pros at making the look because they're the ones who invented it. I talked to Simran about the dichotomy between white-owned versus Indian-owned threading shops.
The ones in the mall, they're white-owned, but they have Indian workers. And I think the ones in Walmart also are white-owned, but then they have Indian workers. So I guess the owners can be white, but the people that actually do the threading are Indian.
It bothers me that brown people have to settle for charging less than white people for the same service.
Because if you go like to the mall, their prices are really, really high. Unless you come to like a local shop. Because I think in the mall it's like $10 to $12 just for eyebrows, whereas we go like $5.
It's almost like how Italian food or European food in general is seen more as a luxury or more expensive than like a shawarma or taco. Asian Americans have that real hustle in Kent.
I didn't know that when I saw a girl with nice eyebrows, there's a whole world behind them. My experience with threading was actually really good. Like, surprisingly good. I didn't think that I could walk in looking like a mess, and $3 later, walk out looking so good. It stung a little bit because it was my first time, but it was definitely worth it.
If you want that genuine brow experience, head over to Kent.
Also, special thanks to our executive producer, Noelle Gasca, as well as our editor, Mary Heisey.
And special thanks to our advanced producers, April Reyes, Paul Kiefer, and Surya Hendry. And special thanks to our Vox participants, Jamie Brow, Sam Lamb, Stan Lai, Jonathan Lee, Stephanie McKenzie, Robert Yoder, Zabib Nagash, and Tui Hong.
Listen to more of our podcast at kuow.org/radioactive.
Keep checking in on our Facebook at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia.
Or our Instagram at kuowradioactive.
And on our Twitter at kuowradioactive. 3, 2, 1.
Signing off, this is
Zaytoun Ahmed
and Aliyah Musaliar. Thanks for listening.